Atlantic Zone. I am America's voice. I am Steve Drewer. God bless America. This is the Steve Drewer Show. May we never be canceled. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, lumber prices are skyrocketing around America, and homes are in huge demand at the same time, but the economic pressure could create big problems, and some are now forecasting a housing bubble that could soon burst. What would that mean to you or to the country? Number two, the demands, the shaming, the pushing, the persuading, and all the rest seem to be failing to move the vaccination needle. But hey, they tried everything, including catchy phrases like "vac to normal." And I know it's weird, but it just never caught on. And number one, teachers' unions have once again shown the real focus is not on the kids, but on them. And the power they have and the influence they peddle has nothing to do with getting kids back in the classroom or science for that matter. But what's worse is the CDC and the Biden administration were all in on it. That's what emails show that appeared over the weekend. That's right. The second biggest teachers union in America was lobbying against going back to school directly with the CDC. And what they wrote and they suggested ended up in the final draft put out in February and at other times as well. So the far left assault continues on Americans, and Joe Biden appears completely and totally clueless on the whole deal. But the American Federation of Teachers lobbied the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and even suggested language for the federal agency's school reopening guidance released in February. This according to a detailed story in the New York Post that came out over the weekend. The powerful teachers union Full Court Press preceded the federal agency putting the brakes on a plan that had previously meant full reopening of schools across the country. Because we know young people are not at high risk of bad outcomes from this disease or its variants. We know this. And the American Federation of Teachers certainly should know this. And they do, but they don't care. The document shows a flurry of activity between CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky, her top advisors, and union officials. With Joe Biden brass being looped into the White House in the days before the highly anticipated February 12th announcement of school reopening guidelines. Here's one of the quotes. "Thank you again for Friday's rich discussion about forthcoming CDC guidance and for your openness to the suggestions made by our President Randy Weingarten and the AFT. We believe our experiences on the ground can inform and enrich thinking around what is practicable and prudent in future guidance documents." We know better as the teachers' union, is what they're saying, than the health professionals that work at the CDC. Let me read you that line again. We believe, this is the American Federation of Teachers writing to the CDC, "We believe our experiences on the ground can inform and enrich thinking around what is practicable and prudent in future guidance documents." You see, the union knows more of what is best for the health of American teachers and students than does the CDC, clearly, because the CDC adopted those lines almost verbatim. The CDC rolled over to the demands of a labor union, not to the doctors that work in its laboratories, not to doctors on the ground, not to doctors in pediatric units, no, but to a teachers' union. The health of your children being isolated, their mental health in decline, depression on the rise, an increase in drug addiction and overdoses all across this country, as we force two-year-olds to put on masks. Hello, Governor Whitmer. Are you awake on any of this? Two-year-olds with masks. And the lobbying paid off. While the CDC was preparing to put that language out, here's one line that was included, pushed forth by the AFT. "In the event of a high community transmission result from a new variant of SARS-CoV-2, a new update in these guidelines may be necessary. There's no evidence that these variants are doing any more destruction to school-aged children than any of the other forms of COVID-19. Today, the CDC met fear in the pandemic with facts and evidence." That was the press release from the AFT. Many others remain puzzled and angered And what they saw is the CDC's willfully ignoring the science, which it did at the behest of a teachers' union. At the demands of a teachers' union, the CDC rolled over. You ought to be outraged, as I am. Absolute nonsense. Even Jake Tapper held Walensky accountable. Can you point to any scientific reasons for students in the United States not to return to in-person classes tomorrow? If you're in the middle school or high school, we would advocate for virtual learning in that group. We really don't want to bring community disease into the classroom, Walensky replied in a BS answer, repeatedly refusing to offer a scientific explanation for the reopening avoidance. We also know that mask breaching is among the reasons we have transmission within schools when it happens. Somewhere around 60% of students are reliably masking. It has to be universal. We have to work to do it. We have to demand compliance. Maybe we can throw them out of school if they're not mask compliant. What a bunch of crap. What a bunch of crap. This is the nonsense we're dealing with. Dr. Monica Gandhi, a professor of medicine, University of California, San Francisco, who has written and studied on the coronavirus extensively, called the CDC AFT emails very, very troubling. What seems strange to me here is that it would be this very intimate back and forth, including phone calls, where this political group gets to help formulate scientific guidance for our major public health organization in the United States. It is ridiculous. It is beyond the pale that a teachers' union, a labor union, a political organization is in effect dictating to the CDC how our kids will be taught and where. When the damage to young people is immeasurable in many ways. Think about this. Think about the senior class of 2021, the kids graduating this year. The senior class of 2021 graduating this year. What kind of a senior year have they had? Sports canceled, masked up. Shame if you don't do things right. No proms for most of them. No in-person classes for most of them. Senior year destroyed. Just like the class last year, senior year destroyed. All of those events erased. And the teachers union cheerleading it on every step of the way. Randy Weingarten and the teachers union every step of the way cheering it on. Absolutely ridiculous. And then Rochelle Walensky says, I can assure you that this is free from political meddling. Oh, really? Let's get that interview re-racked. Free from political meddling? Well, the AFT and its affiliates have long been one of the most reliable and deep-pocketed donors contributing to the Democrat Party, dropping almost $20 million to elect party members during the 2020 election cycle. $20 million the AFT put into the coffers of Democrats. And you think that was just ignored? No. The teachers union dictating when schools will reopen, not the CDC and not the science. Wake up, America. Welcome to Monday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Car number 7 is pulling into the pit.
Team, I want peak performance. Let's go over my diabetes checklist.
Start taking action now for diabetes.
Medications.
Got them. and my insulin supplies.
Exercise.
Check. At least 30 minutes most days.
Blood sugar level? On target.
Diet?
Eating healthy.
And your A1C is under control.
Keeping your blood pressure and your cholesterol in the zone is also important.
Check. How am I doing?
Your numbers are looking good. You're good to go.
Thanks, team.
Whoa, look at number 7, racing out of the pit.
Managing diabetes, including controlling blood sugar, is a team effort. Keeping your body at its peak performance requires a plan that's right for you. Take the wheel and start taking action now for diabetes. For more information, visit standfordiabetes.org. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of TCOID made possible with support from Sanofi Aventis USA.